Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, came riding his horse from his dwelling place in As-Sunnah. He got down from it, entered the mosque, and did not speak with anybody till he came to me, and went directly to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was covered with a blanket with markings on it. Abu Bakr uncovered his face. He knelt down and kissed him, and then started weeping, and said, "Let my father and my mother be sacrificed for you, O Allah's Prophet. Allah will not combine two deaths on you. You have died the death which was written for you." Narrated Abu Salama, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, said, Abu Bakr came out, and Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was addressing the people, and Abu Bakr told him to sit down, but Umar refused. Abu Bakr again told him to sit down, but Umar again refused. Then Abu Bakr recited the tashahud, i.e., none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is Allah's messenger. And the people attended to Abu Bakr and left Umar. Abu Bakr said, "Amma ba'd, whoever amongst you worshipped Muhammad, then Muhammad, peace be upon him, is dead. But whoever worshipped Allah, Allah is alive and will never die." Allah said, "Muhammad, peace be upon him, is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels as disbelievers?" Up to, are grateful. Quran chapter 3, verse 144. The narrator added, "By Allah, it was as if the people never knew that Allah had revealed this verse before till Abu Bakr recited it, and then whoever heard it started reciting it."